Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hello, thank you again for listening. So today I am starting off with another motivational quote, and it comes from Theodore Roosevelt. And it says, "It is hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed." So, of course, this is a pretty simple one. I don't think it needs any explanation, but I guess think through right now if you know of something in your life that this applies to. Is there something in your past maybe that you were a little frustrated you never did? I know for me, I was a very shy child, and in fifth grade, we put on a play, and in my heart of hearts, I absolutely would have loved to dance across that stage and sing my heart out, and maybe that's why I started singing in a band later in life to make up for my shyness, but I did not try to go for a part like that because I was so shy. I would literally just turn blood red if someone even looked at me or spoke to me. And I wanted to crawl in a hole. In my mind, I was this confident girl who was ready to dance across the stage. I already knew every word to every song in the play we were doing, and I would sing at home, you know, at the top of my lungs. But I do feel frustrated, and it goes right along with this quote, that I never even tried. You know, maybe if I had tried, I would have gotten over my shyness a little sooner. Maybe I would have gained confidence a little sooner. Maybe I would have had some shining moment where I actually got to, you know, break through that and start my journey to confidence, and maybe there would have been other plays in my future after that. Who knows? Who knows what would have changed? Or maybe I just would have failed completely and I would have just run off of stage crying, but maybe that would have helped me again break through that shyness and that discomfort and move towards solving that a little bit sooner. Who knows? I will never know because I didn't try. And ultimately, the feelings of knowing that I just threw in the towel and I didn't try at all and that I was too dead set on the fact that, no, I can't. I couldn't possibly. I know I'm too shy to do this. It is frustrating to know that I basically chose failure over trying and maybe accidentally having failure, but at least having that pride of trying. So that is just an example from fifth grade. I'm sure I could think of way more as I go throughout the rest of my life, but I'm sure you have some as well. Today, I just want you to think through anything that you might not be trying right now, anything that you would actually probably be proud of if you were to try, even if you were to fail, and anything that you might regret not trying. Is there a club that you want to join or an organization you want to try, or do you want to go try public speaking at some venue, or do you want to sign up for some sort of sporting event, go play on a team for, you know, whether it's bowling or volleyball, or maybe you want to join a group that marches in parades, or who knows, whatever it is that's kind of been in the back of your mind as something that you've always thought would be kind of fun to try, give it a try. Let's make sure that you are constantly fulfilled in your life with constant goals. Remember, as we talk about, one of the things that can keep you the most inspired and motivated is to constantly have new goals. So maybe you have this one giant main goal right now. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's reaching that 50-pound weight loss goal. Maybe it's getting your degree. Maybe it's getting to that next level in your job. Having additional other goals that might not seem related can still be something that inspires you and keeps you motivated because you have more things to try and succeed at. And if you fail, again, you fail with that sense of pride because you tried. You added more inspiration to your day because remember that it's not just the accomplishment of goals, but the pursuit itself that brings happiness and brings those feelings of accomplishment and pride. So if you still have some time in your day where you don't feel like you're accomplishing too much, just ask yourself, would it overstress your schedule or overburden you to add something else, even just a small goal, something around the house? Go ahead and try and especially try any of those things that you might have been avoiding because you were a little too nervous or you were too worried or too scared. Anything that you might look back and have regrets on, go give it a try. It might just make your day. It might just change your future. It might just change your whole world just because it changes your perspective and your perceptions and maybe gives you a little bit more confidence for that next thing and that next thing and that next thing. So yeah, maybe just joining a bowling team is not going to overnight change your life, but then it's going to inspire you to join something else and something else and something else. And, you know, 7 years from now, you're now inspired to join something where you meet like the person who is now your favorite person in the world, who then gives you some awesome job opportunity or becomes your new family's best friend or becomes that significant other. Who knows? Who knows where it's going to lead to? But good things happen to those who keep pushing forward and keep trying and keep moving along. And it's just going to be nothing but good for your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your overall happiness and motivation. You got this. Have an awesome day.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.